Yo, what up? This is Flip the Script. It is Tuesday, June 4th, 2019. And just want to update you on what's been happening here in the portless world. Brand new coming out. ReLoop has come out with the Spin portable turntable system. They market as the ultimate portable turntable that guarantees mobile fun anywhere you want. The turntable comes with everything you need out of the box and is especially optimized for scratching and cutting. This looks like a copy off from the Vestax Handy Tracks, but more modernized, and it's got a lot of features that portableless modders would, you know, die for, or just like, you just got everything in this. So let's start off with the first feature: Bluetooth streaming of your music. What? I remember there was that I forgot who it was, something toys or portableless toys, I don't remember, but like some dude made a Bluetooth interface for the PT-01 and PT-01S. Not sure if he's around anymore. I forgot what the name of the brand was, but yeah, Bluetooth streaming of your music. And it what's funny, on the top of the unit itself, it has a blue button and with a Bluetooth icon, meaning that an icon of a tooth, like a human tooth, and it's blue, it's color blue. So that's cute, funny. It's pretty dope though. So you can it allows wireless streaming of music or beats via the Spin. This way the turntable becomes a speaker for your smartphone. And I'm just reading this directly off the website of ReLoop.com, www.reloop.com, so go check that out. Next in line, we have direct USB recording. What? You can just put in a USB key into that port. Via the USB recording function, it is possible to record your scratches and cuts in MP3 format directly to a USB stick. This interface can also be used for digitizing records. So, we'll see here. Yeah, that's different from the PT-01 and PT-01S USB, because you can only just use that as an audio interface. This one, you can put in a USB key. It has that type of connector, and it does that feature of recording. It has a built-in speaker on the side, on the fader side. It's like placed right on the side of the unit. So on the turntable's left panel is an integrated speaker in order for you to listen to your records while out on the road without headphones, which also makes practicing your scratches easier. Thanks to the aux input, you can connect several turntables or other playback devices, daisy chain. This way you can easily start a scratch session with your friends. So it also has an aux in port on the same side of the built-in speaker. Next feature, it comes with a 7-inch scratch vinyl. And what more can you add? Newmark doesn't even do that, you know? They give you a slip mat, but no record. Spin comes with a 7-inch slip mat and an exclusive 7-inch scratch vinyl containing specially mastered scratch samples and beats for beginners and experienced scratch artists alike. So I'm pretty sure it has your typical Beep Off Fresh, or maybe just Off Fresh and whatever else. Oh yeah, and maybe some other stuff. But yeah, that's a plus. Flexible power options. This is dope. Enjoy your records on the road. Spin is extremely portable. This is what it's all about. not only due to its shape and small form factor, but also thanks to its flexible power options. It can be used with a regular USB power supply unit, 5 volt, 2 amp, USB power bank, or rechargeable batteries. And it has a little asterisk beside batteries. USB power supply, batteries, or power bank are not included, so you have to supply that on your own. The batteries can be inserted in the compartment on the bottom and are sold separately. A power LED keeps you informed about the turntable's operational status. The dust cover protects the turntable, and thanks to the handle, spin can be carried like a suitcase. Skip-proof rubber feet guaranteed stability. That's dope. And let's see here. Next feature. Outstanding for mobile scratching and cutting. It looks like the same tone arm as the Vestax Handy Tracks. So, like, I wouldn't be surprised if they bought the patent off Vestax and just, like, you know, formed a, you know, their to their own likings of this turntable. So here, via the switch on the turntable's top panel, you can select between three speeds, 33 and a third, 45, and 78 RPM. That's also the same with the Newmark and I believe also the Vestax Handy Tracks, which covers all available speeds. The straight tone arm offers enhanced stability and can be fixed in position with a transportation lock. The pre-installed cartridges has excellent tracking features and holds the groove tightly, even when carrying out fast scratches. So, yeah. Let's see here. 45 millimeter crossfader pre-installed is the next feature. So you can have it either for right hand or left handed scratchers. But you would have to unscrew it and place it into the other slot. The precise 45 millimeter crossfader has a unique form factor, and thanks to the two rail technology, it is especially sturdy. So it's similar to in a fader, or maybe like a rain fader, you know, one of their faders. Moreover, it is possible to install the crossfader on either side of the platter, like I said earlier. Simply select your preferred position. And from what I've seen out there on Instagram and Facebook, Jesse Dean and Innofader are coming out with their own faders for this unit. So look out for that. Big up to Jesse Dean and Innofader, both dope products for portable turntables. Excuse me. Okay, next, extensive controls and adjustment possibilities. On the top panel, you can find a start-stop button. That's a big plus. Newmark PT01, nor the Vestax Handy Tracks does not have that. And as well as a pitch control with a range of plus minus 20% for a precise setting. So that's pretty dope. I think I don't know if it's 10. I'm not sure. 8 or 10 on the Newmark. I have to look. I don't have it in front of me. A tone control can be used to adapt the sound of the lows to your requirements. So that's also the same with the Newmark and Vestax. Volume for the aux input and master headphones output can be adjusted via two separate controls. So that is dope. So that you basically got like a booth and a master tone control. So, control. There's also a 7-inch adapter for records with a large center hole pause. And then, there's some of the features on this look just like the Vestax Handy Tracks, but like Reloop has made this their own and way doper than the Newmark and the, just with the features itself. Like the Newmark PT01S is dope, but you know, like, and it gets doper and a lot more expensive when you mod it yourself. You know, once you start getting into the tone arms, and then with this, it has everything that you need and more, with the USB recording, the Bluetooth, the internal speaker, aux input, two controls for volume, and two separate controls, mind you. That is dope. And it doesn't stop there. Check this out. Yo, exclusive Super Spin Duck Looper app by the Beat Junkies, the world famous Beat Junkies, DJ Babu, Dilated Peoples, dope, Super Spin Duck Looper, exclusive looper app for Spin. With any purchase, Spin, DJ Babu and the Beat Junkies Institute of Sound adds a free copy of their Super Spin Duck Looper app, which can be used ideally as a backing beat while scratching and cutting. Reloops just so funky because I just got the RP8000 Mark II, dope ass turntable, way better than a Rain 12 in my opinion. You know, a Rain 12 is still a controller, that's not a true turntable. So anyway, Reloop, Spin, connect through vinyl. Through the combination of turntable and mixer, as well as the high connectivity, Spin is ideal for vinyl lovers as well as scratch artists and aspiring DJs. And so last feature set here, Spin portable turntable for vinyl lovers and scratch artists, highlights Bluetooth streaming, versatile connection possibilities, and optional battery operation. Comes with 7-inch scratch vinyl, 45mm crossfader cartridge, and integrated speaker. All in one box, all in one unit. You're ready to go, you're ready to cut. You don't need a portable speaker. The only separate thing you would need is a USB key and batteries, and you're set. Like, oh, and they also recommend using lithium ion batteries. I think like the AA style, or I don't remember, but look on, or let me see here. Let me scroll back up. Yeah, AA. So dope. But yeah, dimensions are 370mm by 95mm by 260mm. So it's in the shape of a Vestax Handy Tracks. Weight is 1.61 kilograms. I do not know what that is in pounds because we use the Imperial system or whatever metric, whatever you call it. And then let's see here. The recording format is MP3 with 256 kilobits per second. Outputs, Master RCA, USB-A output, headphones, 3.5 and a 6x. So they do the 1/4 inch and 1/8 inch stereo. Inputs is Bluetooth audio and aux 3.5, another 1/8 inch stereo input. It's belt drive, it's not direct drive. And if it was direct drive, it would just be a lot more expensive. That'd probably be like a $600 turntable easily. And in US list, I believe the MSRP will be $249, $250, around that. So like, that is good deals, dope deals for the Reloop Spin. So this is the latest craze right now. In the portable scene. Also, you want to, you know, and for those, and I believe it's late June, so it's coming out the end of June, I believe, is the release date for that. So look out for that. I think I definitely got to save up or like sell off some stuff to get that turntable, because I definitely want that. And I definitely want to get a cop of Jesse Dean, or an Innovator, either one. Maybe I put an Innovator on one side and a Jesse Dean on the other, and see if we can mod and just have like faders on both ends, because like, that'd be so dope. But yeah, Reloop, if you're listening, you know, if it's capable of having two faders together, that would be so dope. Like, you know, that would just make it ultimate. So before you the release, and if you're listening, please put that feature in there if you haven't already. Let's see, let's get on to a new section, because like, it's going gaga over this turntable. Like, you know, you just got to go on, if you haven't seen already on social media, you're sleeping under a rock. So, you know, sorry. But check out tableist.net, Table Beats. They got some new beats out there. I know last time I checked, Paul Scratch had his RBF looper, but from what I'm looking now, I'm on tableist.net, and the latest looper out right now is the Airmark Volthita looper, and you want to go check that out on tableist.net. And then Zuckle and Real has a looper. They just came out Clash of Cuts 3 looper. I don't know if they're doing a contest here, but they have a whole bunch of labels on this. Let's see. And then you got Double Trouble Jam Looper. And then you got the Paul Scratch RBF Looper. It's by the Scratch Crew, Portabliss, Cut Marks, Guillotine, Cut the Mullet, and then Zuckle and Richie Roof Tone Looper Special. So that's how far back I'm going to go on for now on the tableist.net. So go check that out. But yeah, I know it's been a long time since I've been on, and you know, I apologize for that, but I've just been going through a transition in life. But just want to let you know, still around. And yeah, so that's what I want to get at you today. Please, 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 please check out that new reloop, and keep cutting them wrecks. Oh, so you have reached Portabliss Podcast. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe. Please share. Please comment. It means the world to me that you do that. That shows that you're listening. And if you do, I will definitely give you a shout out on the next episode. If you do any of those, comment, follow me on Instagram at Flip the Script, FLIPDSKRIPT. There's the Portabliss Podcast Instagram, and then Phonographics, FONOGRAFX. So for all you Portabliss out there, keep cutting them wrecks. Peace. Yo, what up? This is Flip the Script. It's June 5th, 2019. And just been practicing some scratching. Did about 10 minute drill of the two crescent flare, 2-1 click flare combo, taught by D Styles. And you can find that lesson on beatjunkies.tv. And that's a, yeah. And also, rewinding back to the one click flare, or actually the, not the one click flare, but the low to high one click flare. And that's a pretty funky move. Do like short baby scratches to mid baby scratch to high baby scratch from the beginning or a little bit before the beginning to get that crisp cut sound. And I'm learning that with open fader cuts, it's good to start from the beginning to give it that crisp cut sound. And starting midway through a off scratch, those are good for transforms, or if you're doing like a four transform,
scratching those, that way you can, when you backtrack to the beginning to do the transform again, or actually just forward transform, let me be more correct, like a forward transform, when you backtrack, you don't want to transform the backtrack, you just want the forward cut of that scratch. But back to learning the low to high baby scratch, low to high one click flare. It's just like three series of baby scratches from low, which is a short distance, just like a up down, that's one baby, and then you go midway up down, another baby, and then I'll give it a high pitch up down. So that's the rhythm of the scratch. And then you just do your one click flare with those series of baby scratches, and it just flows pretty funky. And then when you go from low to high and high to low, it's like, I don't know if it's more of an orbit, or gives it more of that orbit sound, or I don't know. I gotta research the orbit scratch again. But yeah, so that's my little tidbit on scratching today. It would be nice if I could show you, or record it here on the podcast. Maybe I'll just do that. And so yeah, this is just the intro to that. And I'll be recording those series of scratches, and maybe just go along with the lessons and the skills portion of it, where you can follow along with whoever's teaching that scratch. Mainly it's been D Styles lately. They've had like DJ Babu in the past, and J Rock, and Melody, and they also teach you how to beat juggle, also mix, and yeah, it's basically online school for scratching. And there's like other scratch schools out there, but I like this one because, like, just because of the legacy of the Beat Junkies themselves, and like, who know better than these guys? Like, you got the Cuber one, that's pretty cool, but the way Cuber teaches is different. But this one's more laid out differently and better laid out, and it's cool that it's D Styles that teaches you, like he just gives away all the secrets, basically. What you think were secrets back then, but like, once you start doing it yourself, you're like, oh, that's pretty funky, so. And it's all about, just watching other artists, other scratchers out there, doing their thing and just seeing how they scratch. And there's like, other cats that get like way more technical and like way more funky and whatnot. But I give this, 5-star, 2 thumbs up, whatever kind of rating you want to give it. But it's worth the money. You can go from month to month to 3-month tier to 1 year, and I believe it's worth it. So for now, I went for the 3-month package, and I think that was like either $90 or $99. You have to look it up online. And you get to leave comments, and like, they comment back, so like, everything's like cool. It's like, it's not like they're not listening, and because that's what they're there to do, is to teach the art of scratching, the art of beat juggling, turntablism, you know, just being a hip-hop DJ, basically. And, yeah. So, that's what I was learning today, is the latest scratch. They have, like, over 80 scratches now, like, 80 lessons. Starts with the baby scratch, and then you go from there, and then you get more technical, more advanced, and then, yeah, like, just even a couple of years ago, you know, I feel that I've improved, because, like, I didn't care what, like, what was the name of the like, even a baby scratch, or just, you know, I thought it just sounded cool, and, like, I guess transforming was my thing, but still is, you know, that's one of my favorite scratches. But as I progress, you know, just starting to learn the new methods, new combos, and then, you know, just watching other folks out there on social media, you know, they have their own styles and everybody's funky in their own way. And you can even learn from, like, even a new person just getting into scratching. You know, some methods of just whatever, just how they pick up the art of scratching. So, yeah. What is the latest scratch that you're working on? And what is the name of it? And what is the method of, what's your style of practicing or putting a drill down, or, and do you even record it? I'd like to know, share your thoughts. Anyway, this is a little short recording, but, you know, I'm just trying to get my thoughts out there on paper, or on this podcast, not on paper, you know. I'm not writing any lyrics or rapping. But yeah, anyway, for all you portalists out there, keep cutting them wrecks. Peace.